All right, we gotta go. Oh, that guy's on a bike. I'm gonna try not to hit him, but I mean, all right.
So I have here a product from UK, manufactured in European Union 2002. Back when the UK was part of the European Union, I guess. It is, let's see, the music of Eminem, performed by Buster P. This album contains cover versions. This showed up in a mailbag recently. And, this is, I will personally guarantee you, folks at home, that this is going to be fucking terrible. It's, I'm trying to remember if I even put a CD in this car before. Here we go. Reading disc. Wow, it knows the name of this album. All the CDDB stuff. But it bills it to Eminem. This is good. Guess who's back? Back again. This is already good. Shady's back. Yeah. Tell a friend. Guess this showed up in a mailbag, so back. It's not my fault. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Created a monster.
Yep.
Nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver.
Yep.
But if you want Shady,
this is good.
I'll give you a little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that will jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked
fuck
in the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating. Hey! You waited this long to stop debating, because I'm back. I'm on the rag and ovulating.
This is good.
I know that you've got a job, Miss Shady, but your husband's heart problem is complicated, so the FCC won't let me be.
This is on beat. This is well wrapped.
Shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So, come on, dip, bum on your lips. Fuck that. Come on your lips and some on your tits and get ready, because this shit's about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. Fuck you, Debbie. Now, this looks like a good job for me. So,
wow.
Everybody, just follow me.
Wow.
We need a little controversy, because it feels so empty
wow
without me. I said, this looks like a good job for me. So, everybody,
wow,
just follow me, because we need a little controversy.
Wow, 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 wow. Is this guy like reading the lyrics for the first time? He heard the song twice and then got a print out of the lyrics and they recorded it and that's it. Right?
Let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe for you to see. So damn much of my ass you ask for me. Well, I'm back. Fix your bed, it's an opportunity, and then I'm gonna enter into the front of your skin like a sprinter, center of attention. Back for the winner, I'm interesting. The best thing since wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting. Testing, attention, please. Get attention as soon as someone mentions me. For 10 cents, or 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who said? You sent for me?
This now, is track one. Like so of 13
me, we need a
performed by Buster P.
So empty without me.
This is you know, Eminem should hang it up. I mean, you know, he's been replaced.
Me. I'm a tit for tat with anybody. anybody who's talking this shit, that shit, Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked. Worse than them little and biscuit bastards. And Moby, you can get stomped by Obi. Your 36-year-old ball-headed fag, go Romy. You don't know me, you're too old. Let go, it's over. Nobody listens to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new
he's so
suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself.
He's so far away from on beat. It's almost looping back around and getting on beat, but behind.
Me, I'm just a thing. No, not the first king of controversy. I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. This concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me.
I mean, you listen to it, the track has clearly been doubled. So he had to do this at least twice and be like equally as bad both times. You know, he had to be on beat, he had to be like synced up with his own bad rapping. You know, this is, hey, look, you know, like, sorry if you don't like it, but, you know, I'm ahead, man. I love hip hop. What can I say? Understanding like flow and rhyme schemes and all that shit is way harder than I think it is. Like I listen to this stuff and go, oh, maybe I have a deeper understanding of this shit than the average person or something. Because anyone that would record this and put it out, like did they try 100 takes and this is the best they could get? You know, like how do you? Like the, just the cadence, the emphasis, all of it, top to bottom. How does? How you wanna scare somebody with a gun threat? When they're high off on drugs, they haven't even done yet. So bring the money by the night, cause your wife says this is the biggest knife she ever saw in her life. I try to keep it positive and play it cool. Shoot up the playground and tell the kids to stay in school. Cause I'm the one they can relate to and look up to better. Tonight I think I'll write my biggest fan. I got my drums, I got acid, I got tabs. Sounds like Weird Al on the book. For a sec there.
Tape and I act like I don't like it. 6 months later, you hear your lyrics on my shit. People don't buy shit no more, they just dub it. That's why I'm still broke and had the number one club hit. But they love it when you make your business public. So fuck it, I got herpes while we're on the subject. And if I told you I'd age, y'all would play it. Cause you stupid motherfuckers think I'm playing when I say it. Well, I do take pills, don't do speed, don't do crack, don't do coke, I do smoke weed, don't do smack, I do shrooms, do drink beer. I just wanna make a few things. Not dead, she's still alive and bitching. And I don't have herpes, my dick's just itching. It's not syphilis, and as for being AIDS tested, I don't know yet. I'm too scared to get tested. I got mushrooms, I got acid, I got.
And then this part ends up being like ultra robotic. I've got mushrooms, I've got like it's technically on beat. but with zero swing. Like, swing meter slid all the way to the left. But, you know, this song's older, so this guy probably, like, had a little more time to hear this one than he did with Without Me when this, by the time this thing could come out, right? This came out in 2002, according to this. And that's my name. Already good.
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend.
I may have heard this before. This version of this song.
That's what I'm a calling.
On some other covers album, on some other awful fucking covers album.
I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want it. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scan. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockers too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back just to chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan.
I have definitely heard this fucking, this specific fucking one before.
Dear Slim, you still ain't called or wrote. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside your concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph from Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours, and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man. You're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline. The pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you because you tell it.
Had to stop to breathe there.
Because I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together, too.
Yeah, we need to come in and sing that Dido bit from that Eminem song. Can you come in on Thursday?
Too good to call or write my fans.
Oh, yeah, it's top-notch, top-level project.
Send your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I broke the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in the car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruin it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you and you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat. I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you. Because if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die, too. Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, shit, I forgot. How am I supposed to send this shit out?
Good stuff.
Dear Stan, I meant to write you sooner, but I just been busy.
Oh, here it is. It's Eminem.
Your girlfriend's pregnant now. How far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on
the Did they replace app. The fucking... Because the song originally had, like, scribbling noises, like writing. I did that shit intentionally. Did they replace it with a keyboard with a typing sound? I'd like to cut your wrist, too. I see that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked up is you? You got some issues, Stan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit will make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. Or maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter.
This
I hope it reaches you in time
this
before
is
you
like
hurt
a
yourself.
Half, half a measure off.
It's just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple of weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had a girlfriend in the trunk and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.
Damn.
Really brought out the emotion, I think, that the original version kind of lacked.
Change the center run. Hey, yo, turn the beat up a little bit. Hey, yo, this song is for anyone.
I think I've heard this one before, too.
Fuck it, just shut up and listen.
Yeah, okay, yeah, just fuck it. Don't shut up and listen.
Hey, yo, I sit back with this pack of zigzags and this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most mean. On this earth, cause since birth I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just flirt this berserk and bizarre shit to work, and it sails and it held in itself to believe all the stench and the spins and me sentences getting its stress has been beating me recently off through this chest and I rest again peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when your freaks see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing and I'm not in sync and not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly.
He was doing okay there for a little while. I feel like the flow of this is like hard to get wrong. Like it's very easy to hear what he was trying to do when it was originally recorded. You know, it matches up to the piano so well that you have to be fucking brain dead to not hit it.
Asking the same fucking question.
boy.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here. Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just burst in the door and started whooping her ass worse than before. They burst with divorce thrown over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no way, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedroom. Sometimes I want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips. My bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course, they're gonna know what intercourse is by the time they hit fourth grade. They got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who kill other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hunt dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up.
I hope Buster P is standing up.
Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? So you guys would just lie and get me here so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Shit, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave head to first. You little bitch, put me on blast on MTV. Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim. I should download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave Eminem beat. All you do is annoy me, so I've been sent here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me.
It's like his mouth just doesn't, his mouth can't function at the appropriate speed. So when it comes to the faster parts, he just can't, he cannot fucking perform.
Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? With your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoat it at all.
Yep.
I
just get nailed on the it. Mic and spit it. And whether you like to admit it take, or no, why bother? Moving on.
Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like Valiums. It's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in the nursing home flirting.
What?
Pinching nurses' asses when I'm jacking up with Jurgens. And I'm joking, but this whole bag of Viagra isn't working.
Viagra.
And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working a Burger King, spitting on your onion rings.
Wow. This guy fucking sideways compared to where it was.
Stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can.
How does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. Only one of the Slim Shadys are just imitating. So want the real Slim Shady, please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. Only one of the Slim Shadys are just imitating. So want the real Slim Shady, please stand up.
The best part about this is that my car CD, like it has CDDB support, like Grace Note stuff, and it rang this up as Eminem. So there's just a picture of Eminem on my car, like, dash system. And it just, like, from all appearances, like, oh, this is a real Eminem CD. It's called The Music of Eminem by Eminem. This is it. You're listening to it. Perfect. Like, what else could it be?
Are going. He decides to rob a liquor store, but on his way in, he has a sudden change of heart, and suddenly his conscience comes into play.
All right, stop. Huh? Not before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer. You better think of the consequence.
Quiet.
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense.
They found a fake Dr. Dre that is somehow even worse.
And borrow a damn dress and one of her blonde wigs. Tell her you need
I've heard this one, this as well. I must have another Eminem tribute album in my iTunes library somewhere.
The whole neighborhood knows you, and they'll expose you. Think about it before you walk in the door first.
Maybe I have this whole thing. Yeah.
Fuck that. Do that shit. Shoot that bitch.
Yep.
Can you afford to blow this shit? Are you that rich? Why you give a fuck if she dies? Are you that bitch? Do you really think she gives a fuck if you have kids?
Man, don't.
You're really nailing it.
It's not worth it to risk it.
You're right.
Not this shit.
Stop.
Drop the biscuit.
Don't
even listen to Slim, yo. He's bad for you.
You know what, Trent? I don't like your attitude. It's all right. Come on.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Meets Dan, 21 years old. After meeting a young girl at a rave party, things start getting hot and heavy in an upstairs bedroom. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me. While you're kissing her cheek and smearing her lipstick, I slip this in her drink. Now all you gotta do is nibble on this little bitch's earlobe.
Yo, this girl's only 15 years old. You shouldn't take advantage of her. That's not fair.
Yo, look at her bush. Does he got hair?
Uh-huh.
Fuck this bitch right here on the spot there.
You guys are really nailing it. Just want to say,
man,
rapping good. You rap, you rapping cool.
No, but I seen the porno with some Nubius.
Shit, you want to get hauled off the jail?
Man, fuck that. Hit that shit raw, dog, and damn.
Damn, it feels good to be home. Meet Grady, a 29-year-old construction worker. After coming home from a hard day's work, he walks in the door of his trailer park home to find his wife in bed with another man.
All right, calm down. Relax. Start breathing.
Fuck that shit. You just caught this bitch cheating? While you at work, she's with some dude trying to get off? Fuck slit in her throat. Cut this bitch's head off.
What if there's an explanation for this shit?
What? She tripped, fell, landed on his tits?
All right, Sadie. Maybe he's right, lady. But think about the baby before you get all crazy.
Thought about it. Still want to stab her? Grab her by the throat? Get your daughter and kidnap her? That's what I did. Be smart. Don't be a retard. You gonna take advice from somebody who slapped D bars?
What you say?
What's wrong? Didn't think I'd remember?
I'ma kill you, motherfucker.
Uh-uh, temper, temper. Mr. Dre, Mr. NWA, Mr. AK coming straight out of Compton. Y'all better make way. How in the fuck are you gonna tell this man not to be violent?
Cause he don't need to go the same route that I went. Been there, done that. Oh, fuck, what am I saying? Shoot them both, Grady. Where your gun at?
Good. Good, good, good.
That's why they call me Slim Shady. That's why they call me Slim Shady. That's why they call me Slim Shady. Time you never heard
yep,
of a
you're really murdering the rhyme.
It is mine. Better get rid of that nine. It ain't gonna help. What good's it gonna do against the man that strangles himself? I'm waiting for hell like hell. Shit, I'm anxious as hell. Man, since you're safe in that cell, be thankful this jail. I used to be my mommy's little angel at 12. 13, I was putting shells in a cage on a shelf. I used to get punched and bullied on my block till I cut the kitten's head off and stuck it in this kid's mailbox. I used to give up. Fuck, now I could give a fuck less.
Did this guy forget that he was attempting to perform a song and just start reading the lyrics instead of trying to perform them?
It's just too much mess. I guess I must just blew up quick. Grew up quick. Was raised right. Whatever you say is wrong. Whatever I say is right.
Fuck.
You think of my name now. Whenever you say hi. Became a commodity because I'm W-H-I-T-E. Because MTV was so friendly.
You really?
Can't wait till Kim sees wow. me now. Is it worth it? Look at my life. How is it perfect? Read my lips. Bitch, what? My mouth isn't working. You hear this finger? Oh, it's upside down. Here, let me turn this motherfucker up right now.
The chorus has started and he's still like, wait, I'm still, hang on.
That's why they call me Slim Shady. On the back. That's why they call me Slim Shady.
Did he answer an ad in the paper? We need someone who can rap all these Eminem songs in one take.
Influence
on the string of my tennis shoe. My name is Slim Shady. I've been crazy way before radio didn't pay me. The sensational.
That can be incredible.
King Kniff just finds the man edible. It's King Kniff on the internet trying to lure you kids with him into bed. It's a sick world we live in these days. Slim, for Pete's sake, put down Christopher Reeve's leg. Jeez, you guys are so sensitive. Slim, it's a touchy subject. Try and just don't mention it. Mine with no sense in it. Pride to get so ready that his eyes get so sweated. I'm blind for smoking him with my window tinted with nine limos rented. Doing lines of coke in him with a bunch of guys hopping out all high and in those in it. That's where I get my name from. That's why they call me.
They call me Slim Shady.
Good enough. Move on.
That's why they call me Slim Shady. That's why they call me Slim Shady.
I take seven from stand them all in line. And an AK-47, a revolver, a nine, a Mac-11, and a
I like that they also didn't say the fucking kids from Columbine part. But not because they had to censor it out. He just didn't say it.
Was over this whole Y2K thing. And by the way, NSYNC, why do they sing? Am I the only one who realizes they sing? Should I dye my hair pink? I care what y'all think. Lip sync, buy a bigger size of earrings. It's why I tend to block out when I hear things. Cause all these fans screaming is making my ears ring. So I just threw up my middle finger and let it live it longer than the rumor that I was sticking it to Christina. Cause if I ever stuck it to any singer in showbiz, it'd be Jennifer Lopez and Puffy, you know this. I'm sorry, Puff, but I don't give a fuck. If this chick was my own mother, I'd still fuck her with no rubber and come inside her and have a son and a little brother at the same time and just say that it ain't mine. What's my name?
They call me Slim Shady.
Off to a great start.
Who would have knew? Who would have known? Fuck, what a story. Motherfucker comes out, sells a couple of million records. These motherfuckers hit the ceiling.
I don't do black music, I don't do white music. I make fight music for high school kids. I put lives at risk when I drive like this. I put lives at risk with a knife like this. See, you probably think I'm in your tape deck now. I'm in the backseat of your truck, the duct tape stretched out. Duck the fuck way down, wait the
he's making these songs his own,
you know? Oh, you want me to watch my mouth? How? Take my fucking eyeballs out and turn them around? Look, I'll burn your fucking house down, circle around, and hit the hydrant so you can't put your burning furniture out. I'm sorry, there must be a mix-up. You want me to fix up lyrics while the president gets his dick sucked? Fuck that tape drum, drink sluts, make fun of gay clubs, men who wear makeup, get away and wake up, get a sense of humor. We're trying to censor music, this is for your kids' amusement.
The kids!
But don't blame me when little Eric jumps off the terrace. You shouldn't be watching it, apparently you ain't parents.
Knew I would get this big. Knew I'd affect this kid.
I never knew I'd
get him to slit his wrist.
I never knew I'd
get him to hit this bitch.
This is all good.
I never knew I'd
knew I'd affect this kid.
I never knew I'd
get him to slit his wrist.
I never knew I'd
get him to hit this bitch.
So who's bringing the guns in this country? I couldn't sneak a plastic pellet gun through customs over in London. And last week I seen the Schwarzenegger movie where he's shooting all sorts of these motherfuckers with a Uzi.
I see three little kids up in the front row screaming go with their 17-year-old uncle. I'm like, guys, ain't they got the same moms and dads? We got mad when they ask if they like violence. I told me that my tape taught them to swear. What about the makeup you allow your 12-year-old daughter to wear? To tell me that your son doesn't know any cuss words when his bus driver's screaming at him, fucking about words. Fuck was the first word I ever learned up in the third grade, flipping the gym teacher to burn. So read up about how I used to get beat up, peed on, be on free lunch, and change school every 3 months. My life's kinda like what my wife's like. Fucked up after I beat her fucking ass every night. So how much easier would life be if 19 million motherfuckers grew to be just like me? Do I forget this big? I never knew I affect this kid. I never knew I'd get this in this wrist. I never knew I'd get it big at this bitch. I never knew I knew I would get this big. I never knew I knew I'd affect this kid. I never knew I'd get it this in this wrist. I never knew I'd get it big at this bitch. I never knew I have a new house or a new car. A couple years ago, I was more poor than you are. I don't got that bad of a mouth, do I? Fuck shit ass bitch, cunt, shoobity doo bop, skippity bebop, Christopher Reeves.
Yep, nailed it. Fucking pro, fuck yeah, 100% fucking flow rating right there. Pow. Bang.
Is it you? Is it them? Or was it me? Slim Shady said to do it again. Damn, how much damage can you do with a pen? Man, I'm just as fucked up as you would have been. If you would have been in my shoes, who would have thought? Slim Shady would be something that you would have bought. That would have made you get a gun and shoot at a cop. I just said it. I didn't know if you'd do it or not.
Really leaning into the punchlines, too. Real comedian. Out of the gate, fucking fucked it up.
Criminal.
Yep, going good, still going good.
Right. I'm a
just stay a fucking quarter beat behind, and it'll be better than most of the other songs.
My words are like a dagger with a jagged edge that'll stab you in the head, whether you're a fag or less, or the homosex, perm-af, or trans or vest. Answer dress, in fact, the answer's yes. Homophobic? Nah, you're just heterophobic. Staring at my jeans, watching my genitals.
Yep, bulge. Good stuff.
That's my motherfucking balls. You better let go of them. They belong in my scrotum.
These lyrics have all aged really well, too, on top of that. Like, huh.
And I was just checking the mail. Get it? Checking the mail.
How many records you expected to sell after your second LP sent you directly to jail?
Calm, relax, guy. I like gay men, right, Ken? Give me an amen. Comcast cable, and you ain't able to stop these thoughts. You can't stop me from topping these charts. You can't stop me from dropping each march. Brand new CD for these fucking retards. If the fake is just little old me, Mr. Don't Give a Fuck still won't leave. I'm a criminal. So every time I write a rhyme, cause people think it's a crime.
I wonder, like, what if the engineer that put it all together is wait, what if it's that guy's fault? You know, what if this guy recorded it pretty much on beat, but then at some point the tracks got out of sync and the guy doing it was just like, yeah, no, it's on beat, but it wasn't familiar enough with the real song? I mean, not that that would make it fucking better, but if you shifted this whole thing, if you shifted the vocals back just a little bit, it would be closer, right?
As I got older, I got a lot taller. I did shrunk smaller, but my balls got larger. I drank malt liquor to fuck you up quicker than you'd want to fuck me up for saying a word. My morals went when the president got oral sex in his Oval Office on top of his desk off of his own employee. Now don't ignore me, you won't avoid me. You can't miss me, I'm white, blonde hair, and my nose is pointy. I'm the bad guy, makes fun of people that died. Plane crashes and laughs, as long as it ain't happening to him. Slim Shady, I'm as crazy as him, and then the Kim combined.
The maniac. guys in the doctor. Trey couldn't make it today. He's a little under the weather, so I'm taking his place. That's Trey with an AK for his face. Don't make me kill him too and spray his brains all over the place. I told you, Trey, you should have kept that thing put away. I guess that'll teach you not to let me play with you.
Criminal!
Oh, yeah, the skin. Yeah, this will be good.
Just go up in that motherfucker, get the motherfucking money, and get the fuck up out of this. I'll be right here waiting on you.
Yep.
Yo, M.
What?
Don't kill nobody this time.
All right.
All right. Gosh, guys. I'm just Slim Shady over here.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to make a withdrawal.
I'm not gonna kill you.
I said I'm not gonna fucking kill you. Hurry the fuck up! Thank you! Windows tinted on my ride, and I drive in it. So when I rob a bank, I'm just dive in it. So I'll be disguised in it. And if anybody identifies the guy in it, I'll hide for 5 minutes. Come back, shoot the eyewitness. Fire the private eye. I have to pry into
my This is fucking terrible.
This puppy's lucky I didn't blast his ass yet. If I ever gave a fuck, I'd shave my nuts. Tuck my dick in between my legs. Fuck, you motherfucking chickens ain't brave enough. Say the stuff I say, so this ain't shut. Shit, half the shit I say, I just make it up. To make you mad, so kiss my white naked ass. And if it's not a rapper that I make it as, I'ma be a fucking rapist in the chasing mask.
I'm a criminal.
Every time I ride a ride, cause people think it's a crime. Tell them what's on my mind, I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't wanna say a word, I just want them to burn and keep going.
That second album came out. Like, oh, we got to strike while the iron's hot. We got the stuff from the first album, we got that recorded already, but we really want to have the, you know, the current shit.
Hippies and wacky tobacco planners who swallow lit roaches and light up like jack-o'-lanterns. Outsiders, baby, and we sue in the court because we're dope as fuck and only get a two in the source.
Yo. Never mind. This stuff's all fucking terrible.
Deformed fool taking a shit in the warm pools and it threw me out the Ramada Inn. I said it wasn't me, I got a twin.
Oh my God, it's you, not again.
It all started when my mother took my back away, cause I murdered my guinea pig and stuck him in the microwave. After that, it was straight to the 40 ounces. Stepping teachers and jacking off in front of my counselor. Class clown rich man, dressed like Les Nessman. Fuck the next lesson, I'll pass the test guessing. And all the other kids said, Eminem is a this head. He'll never last, the only class he'll pass is this head. Maybe true, till I told this bitch in gym class that she was too fat to swim laps, she needed to swim fast.
Who, me?
Yeah, bitch, you so big, you walked into Big Tannies and stepped on Jenny Craig. She picked me up to snap me like a skinny twig. Put me in a headlock, then I thought of my guinea pig. I felt the evilness and started transforming. It began storming, I heard a bunch of cheering fans swarming. Grabbed that bitch by the hair, drug her across the ground, and took her up the highest diving board and tossed her down. Sorry, coach, it's too late to tell me stop while I drop this bitch face down and watch her belly flop. As the world turns, these are the days of our lives. These are the days that we must go through, day by day. Drive around in million-dollar sports cars while little kids hide this tape from their parents like bad report cards. Outsiders and we sue in the courts cause we dope as fuck and only get a two in the source. Hypochondriac, hanging out at the laundromat where all the raunchy, fat, white, trashy blondes be at. Just like a sailor standing by a pail of garbage. It's almost dark and I'm still trying to nail a trailer park bitch. I met a stud and said, what up, it's nice to meet ya. I'd like to treat you to a Vago and a slice of pizza. But I'm broke as fuck and I don't get paid till the first of next month. But if you care to join me, I was bound to roll this next blunt. But I ain't got no weed, no Phillies or no papers. Plus I'm a rapist and a repeated prison escapist. So give me all your money and don't try nothing funny, cause you know your stinking ass is too fat to try to outrun me. I went to grab my gun, that's when her ass got on me. With an uppercut and hit me with a basket of laundry. I fell through the glass door, doors and started causing a scene. Slid across the floor and flew right into a washing machine. Jumped up with a broken back. Thank God I was smoking crack all day and doped up off coke and smack. All I wanted to do was rape the bitch and snatch her purse. Now I wanna kill her, but so I gotta catch her first. Ran through Raddy's parking lot and took a shortcut. Saw the house, she ran up in and shot a fucking porch up. Kicked the door down and murdered this divorced slut. Looked around the room, that's when I seen the bedroom door shut. I know you're in there, bitch, I got my gun cocked. You might as well come out now, she said. Come in, it's unlocked. I walked in and all I smelled was Liz Claiborne. And seen her spread across the bed naked watching gay porn. She said, come here, big boy, let's get acquainted. I turned around and run, twisted my ankle and sprained it. She came at me at full speed, nothing could stop her. I shot her 5 times and every bullet bounced off her. I started to beg, no, please let go. But she swallowed my fucking leg whole like an egg roll. With one leg left, now I'm hopping around crippled. I grabbed my pocket knife and sliced off her right nipple. She's trying to buy me some time, then I remembered this magic trick. Go, go, get your dick. Whip that shit out and ain't no doubt about it. It hit the ground, caused an earthquake and power outage. I shouted, now, bitch, let's see who gets the best. Stuff that shit in crooked and fuck that fat slut to death. Come here, bitch, come here. Take this motherfucking dick, bitch, come here. And as we go along, throughout the days of our lives.
Fucking shit.
We all face small obstacles and challenges every day that we must go through. These are the things that surround us through our atmosphere. Every day, every single day, the world keeps turning. Keeps turning.
I remember reading an article that was like inside the, or it was about this industry of like these cover albums that would come out, but most of them were released clean because they were meant to be sold in Walmarts.
I ain't coming in yet.
And trick people that would buy music at Walmart.
Hey, yo, this is my love song.
This is obviously not radio edits for Walmart.
This is how we used to make the party start. We used to mix in with Bacardi Dark. And when it kicks in, you can hardly talk. And by the sixth gin, you're gonna probably cry. And you'll be sick then, and you'll probably bark. And my prediction is you're gonna probably fall. Either somewhere in the lobby or the hallway hall. And everything's spinning, you're beginning to think. Women are swimming in pink linen again in the sink. Then in a couple of minutes, that bottle of Guinness is finished. You are now allowed to officially slap bitches. You have the right to remain violent and start wilding. Start a fight with the same guy that's smart eyeing you. Car started and start driving over the island and cause a 42 car pileup. Earth calling, pilots a co-pilot. Look at the life on this planet, sir, and no sign of it.
Yeah, all what? This guy's accent is like,
so high that I might die if I go by it. Let me out of this place, I'm out of place, I'm in outer space. I've just vanished without a trace. I'm going to a pretty place now where the flowers grow. I'll be back in an hour or
like,
so.
Like, where is this guy from?
I'm trying to leave. Someone keeps pulling on my sleeve. I don't wanna, but I gotta stay.
Did they learn these songs phonetically? Is that why?
Because every time I try to tell them no.
Is that why they're so poorly performed?
I'm a sucker, all I gotta say. This girl truly got a hold of me. In third grade, all I used to do was sniff clues through a tube and play Rubik's Cube. 17 years later, I'm as rude as Jews, scheming on the first chick with the hugest boob. I've got no game, and every face looks the same. They've got no name, so I don't need game to play. I just say whatever I want to whoever I want, whatever I want, wherever I want, however I want. However, I do show some respect to few. This ecstasy has got me standing next to you, getting sentimental as fuck, spilling guts to you. We just met, but I think I'm in love with you. But you're on it too, so you tell me you love me too. Wake up in the morning like, yo, what the fuck we do? I gotta go, bitch, you know I got stuff to do. Cause if I get caught cheating, then I'm stuck with you. But in the long run, these drugs are probably gonna catch up sooner or later. But fuck it, I'm on one. So let's enjoy, let the ex destroy your spinal cord. So it's not a straight line no more. So we walk around like some wind-up dolls. Shit sticking out of our backs like a dinosaur. Shit, 6 hits won't even get me high no more. So bye for now, I'm gonna try to find some more. Cause every time I go to try to leave, someone keeps pulling on my sleeve. I don't wanna, but I gotta stay. These drugs really got a hold of me. Cause every time I try to tell them no, they won't let me ever let them go. I'm a sucker, all I gotta say. These drugs really got a hold of me. That's the same.
sound of a bottle when it's hollow. When you swallow it, I'll wallow and drown in your sorrow. And tomorrow you're probably gonna wanna do it again. What's a little spine of fluid between you and a friend? Screw it. What's a little bit of alcohol poisoning? And what's a little fight? Tomorrow you'll be boys again. It's your life, live it however.
Is that a rude juke? I mean, yeah, like,
where was you brought up?
I'm pretty sure, like, most of the DJs on the Eminem radio station on satellite radio are people that supported him early in his career, right? Lord Sear certainly fits that mold. Sway and Tech.
I would have did more shit than people said that I shouldn't. But I'm all grown up now and upgraded and graduated. Did better drugs and updated. But I've still got a lot of growing up to do. I've still got a whole lot of throwing up to spew. But when it's all said and done, I'll be 40. Before I know it, with a 40 on the porch telling stories. With a bottle of Jack, two grandkids on my lap. Babysitting for Haley while Haley's out getting smashed. Every time I go to try to leave, someone keeps pulling on my sleeve. I don't wanna, but I gotta stay. These drugs really got a hold of me. Cause every time I try to tell them no, they won't let me.
Wait, are you saying there's a Buster P Spotify page with more? Is that what I'm seeing?
Someone keeps pulling on my sleeve. I don't wanna, but I gotta stay. These drugs really got a hold of me. Cause every time I try to tell them no, they won't let me ever let them go. I'm a sucker, all I gotta say. These drugs really got a hold of me.
But yeah, I mean, Spotify kind of reignited the whole, like, cover song thing, right? I mean, especially for songs that are not on Spotify. Like, where the original artists are like, no, we're not doing business with Spotify. Like, fucking awful covers filled the gap, right? But yeah, I remember reading an article about, like, that stuff. Like, how it was, like, a good... How it was, like, pretty good business to do that on Spotify. And that it grew out of the Walmart fucking cover song CD business. Like, this, a lot of the same people just went on to do it on Spotify. And probably do a lot better for themselves.
Come on, hey, we're going to the beach. Grab a couple of toys and let that ass strap you in the car seat. Oh, where's mama? She's taking a little nap in the trunk. Oh, that smell. Then I must have run over a skunk. Now I know what you're thinking. It's kind of late to go swimming. But you know your mama. She's one of those type of women that do crazy things. And if she don't get away, she'll throw a fit. Don't play with that ass toy knife, honey. Let go of it. And don't look so upset. Why you acting bashful? Don't you want to help that ass build a sandcastle? And mama said she wants to show you how far she can float. And don't you worry about that little boo-boo on her throat. It's just a little scratch, it don't hurt. Her was eating dinner while he was sweeping and spilled ketchup on her shirt. Mama's messy, ain't she? We'll let her wash off in the water, and me and you can play by ourselves, can't we?
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Oh, when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Oh, when we ride.
Just the two of us.
There's a place called heaven and a place called hell. A place called prison and a place called jail. Dad is probably on his way to all of them except one. Cause mama's got a new husband and a stepson. And you don't want a brother, do ya?
No.
Maybe when you're old enough to understand a little better, I'll explain it to you. But for now, we'll just say mama was real, real bad. She was being mean to dad and made him real, real mad. But I still feel sad that I put her on timeout. Sit back in your chair, honey. Quit trying to climb out. I told you it's okay, hey, hey. Wanna baba? Take a night-night, man, a boo.
Really well performed.
Her make goo-goo caca, da-da, change her diaper. Clean the baby up so her can take a 90-90. Your dad'll wake her up as soon as we get to the water. 97, Bonnie and Clyde, me and my daughter.
Just the two of us.
Me and my daughter. Like, trying to, like, what the fuck? What is he trying to affect? Yeah, man. It's just all over the place.
Sweepy head, we're here. Before we pray, we're gonna take mama for a little walk along the pier. Baby, don't cry, honey. Don't get the wrong idea. Mama's too sleepy to hear you screaming in her ear. That's why you can't get her to wake. But don't worry, Dada made a nice bed for mommy at the bottom of the lake here. You wanna help Dada tie a rope around this rock? We'll tie it to her footsie, then we'll roll her off the dock. Ready now? Here we go on the count of three. One, two, three.
There goes mama, splashing in the water. No more fighting with dad, no more restraining order. No more stepdaughter, no more new brother. Blow her kisses, bye-bye, tell mama you love her. Now we'll go play in the sand, build a castle to jump. But first, just help dad with two more things out the trunk.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
But when we ride,
just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us.
Always gonna love you. Remember that. If you ever need me, I will always be here for you. If you ever need anything, just ask. Dada will be right there. Your dada loves you. I love you, baby.
Just a terrific performance. Really, I think, capturing the power and emotion and, you know, ghoulishness of the original. Really just bringing it out so much more. Than Eminem, that guy, ever, really. Fuck. Fucking fuck, man.
Hi,
ah,
my
yes,
name
the
is,
hit. Great.
My name is Slim Shady.
Hi,
my name is
Slim Shady.
Excuse me.
My name is My name is Slim Shady.
I can't speak. Do you like violence?
Yeah.
Wanna see me stick 90s nails through each one of my eyes?
This sounds like a different person. It doesn't. It sounds like the person portraying Eminem is different from song to song.
My brain's
right?
Wait, I'm trying to get my head
maybe
and I can't figure out which spice skill I want to impregnate.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Dre said,
Shady, you a basshead.
Uh-huh.
So why's your face red? Man, you wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else. Cause I got hung the original self on top of with a belt. Got pissed off and ripped family's tits off. Smacked that so hard, I left the clothes back. Was like crisscross. I smoked a fat pound of grass and fall on my ass. Faster than a fat bitch you sat down too fast.
You'd think of, like, if there was one song that, like, a cover artist would be able to get right, it would be this one. Like, one of the fucking biggest songs of its decade.
Thanks a lot. Next semester, I'll be 35. I smacked him in the face with a razor. Chased him with a stapler. Stapled his nuts to a stack of paper. Walked in a strip club with my jacket zipped up. Flashed a bartender and stuck my dick in a tip cup. Extraterrestrial running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they're screaming.
Let's just be free.
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her to grow up and be a fast rapper. Make a record doing drugs and name it after her. You know you blow it up when the woman rush your stands and try to touch your hands like some scream rush your fans. This guy at White Castle asked for my autograph. So I signed it, did that, thanks for support, asshole.
My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi. My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi. My name is
This kid needs to be locked away. Dr. Dre, don't you stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave, I'm too scary to die. I'll have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive. Am I coming or going? I can't barely decide. I just drank a fifth of vodka, dare me to drive.
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years, and my palms are too hairy to hide. Clothes ripped like Incredible Hulk. I spat when I talk, I fuck anything that walks. When I was little, I used to go hungry, I would throw fits. How you gonna fresh breed me, boy? You ain't got no tits. I let wake and strap myself in the bed. Put a poop rest on and shoot myself in the head. I'm steaming mad. And by the way, have you seen my dad? Tell him I slit his throat in his dream I had.
My name is
Slim Shady.
My name is
Jennifer girls go around the outside.
Well, we made it.
Outside, around the outside.
Somehow. Somehow we made it. Fucking shit. So, hey, thanks to whoever sent that in a mailbag. I don't have the person's name handy, but really, thanks a lot. This is what I'm here for, to broadcast quality hip-hop music. The best quality hip-hop. Play a Chronic tribute to Dr. Dre.
Don't turn the block, girls, go around the
alley. God, no. This doesn't really count. This has, like, artists you might have heard of performing Dr. Dre songs, so maybe it's a little less.
Deep cover on that both up killer tip. Serve a motherfucker if I have to. Lock a jaw too, cause you know it's gripping, I have to. But it's part of the game. And I don't feel for a nigga, think he just gonna come and change things with a swiftness. So get it right with a quickness. And let me handle my
business. What am I thinking of? There's a mission
and my mission won't stop.
Like, I've got something that's like a really fucking terrible cover of Keep Their Heads Ringing, but I can't remember what it's from. But there's a whole album of fucking bad Dr. Dre covers. Somewhere in the cloud with my name on it. Lazy Bone.
Cause it's 187 for the number one spot. It's clean streets, always up to no good. Maniac with a cat in a new Fleetwood, kicking dust as a bus fuck piece. And I never had
rap covers are real. It's a real sketchy idea.
Double block. So why in the fuck would you think that I would stop? Block. Yeah, that's what we about to do. We both ever getting money like we supposed to do. Cash.
What up, man?
Yo, I got the feeling. It's a nice tonight, like DJ Quick, and I'm chilling, sipping. So let's go straight to the motherfucking source and see what we can find. Real thug out niggas that are banging out. And now they wanna keep it real with me. Scoop me up and...
Like, this is Keep Their Heads Ringing, but this is Freddie Fox doing it. So you're like, alright, well, I mean, Freddie Fox is an accredited rapper. I don't necessarily want to hear him perform Keep Their Heads Ringing. But I have no issue with Freddie Fox. Bumpy Knuckles himself.
That's right.
Like, this is not great.
right on up. So get up and get a move on and get your.
You think Dr. Dre ever listened to this one? Hey guys, thanks. Trying to do Dr. Dre impressions in limited. And then you got like, oh, Nipsey Hussle's just clearly gonna be this Nipsey Hussle. He's got a name for himself. He doesn't need this shit.
Yo, yo.
Yes, alright. Yuff Mouth, sure, from the Loonies. Why not?
Yes. Dre tribute.
What's the difference between me and you? Some niggas wear red, some niggas wear blue. What's the difference between me and you? Some niggas real fake, some niggas real true. What's the difference between me and you? Some niggas wear red, some niggas wear blue. What's the difference between me and you? Some niggas real fake, some niggas real true.
What's the difference between me and you? I run up on a nigga with the eagle, let him have it, fuck with me.
These guys are just me and you. Doing some mixtape type shit. Fuck it, blue. Alright, why not?
Between me and you, you getting 36 off a brick. When I cook, I get 52. That's the difference between me and you. You let niggas beat with you. I'm hopping out the bushes with the heat of food. Do like peekaboo. Give me that gold chain. Check them at the BT. After the soul train, catch me in the hood, still cooking up cocaine. Not Tyrese, still I'm waist deep in a dope game. For sure, I got that glow like propane. SpongeBob SquarePants, niggas better soak game. What's the difference between me and you? How about two record labels, three houses, and four vehicles?
What's the difference between me and you? Some niggas wear red, some niggas wear blue. What's the difference between me and you? Some niggas real fake, some niggas real true. What's the difference between me and you?
Shit, I'm tired as fuck. Come on, let's get the fuck home.
I hate this neighborhood.
I'm tripping over here and shit.
Hey,
oh, shit.
Just keep walking, don't you?
This is just. This is just the original recording of this. I don't.
Hey, nigga, why you fucking with me?
Fuck you, nigga, cause I can.
Oh. Okay, maybe not.
Of a maniac, doomed to be a killer since I came out with a nutsack. I'm in a murderous mind state with a heart full of terror. I see the devil in the mirror. Fuck, fuck, lights out. Cause when I grab a sword off, you just get hauled off.
How? Round one.
Tear your motherfucking flesh.
Round two.
Tear your fucking heart out your chest. You see them quick and let the hands.
That's not great.
Bitches ain't shit, my house and tricks. Let all these nonsense out the dead.
Oh, this is... We heard this last night. This fucking hot joint.
Hi, baby. I know you're under a lot of pressure that you're working on.
All right, that's all there is to that. Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty sure I have another fucking, like, terrible cover album of Dr. Dre stuff somewhere. But I don't know the artist name, so it's hard to pull up without typing stuff. And I'm driving a car. Hip-hop covers, it's like a weird concept. It's bad. It's usually a bad concept. There's a... There's one cover album called, I think it's called In the Beginning There Was Rap, and it's like... What was it like? It's like Method Man and ODB covering Sucker MCs and like Puffy covering LL Cool J's Big Ol' Butt, and like that album is all right because it's interesting. It's not that they're like good songs on their own, like the covers are not as good as the originals in most cases, but it is like enough of a unique take on them from like artists you've heard of that you're like, that's like kind of interesting. And I've got some fucking bad fucking like punk comp of rap covers by punk bands that are real fucking special. It's not, maybe it's not all punk, maybe it's like just generic kind of rock moniker. I want to say this, maybe some hardcore bands and just some kind of more straightforward rock type stuff, I forget. Ugh, yeah. Well, I hope you feel like you learned a lot about the world, about yourself. I know I sure did. I'll see you in the morning.